Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin. We are on Daf Ayin Tet. Okay, 8. Lasot Lashem. Okay. And, alright, so we're carrying on with yesterday. We finished yesterday at Mamash, at the end of the Amud. If you remember, we had, the Gemara spoke about a machloka between Chachamim and Chananya. And the Gemara discussed what was Chachamim's story. When we had the machloket over here, we said, "Ma'ach ne'maravan, otor beno noheg b'nekevot." Chachamim said that this issue of otor beno only applies, right, to females. Ba'ein noheg b'scharim, and Chananya said noheg bein b'scharim bein b'nekevot. So he basically was more machmir, right? He said it applies to both animals if the mother or father are irrespective of what it is, so it would be the father and the child, or the mother and the child, or Tovet Beno would apply on both days. Then we discussed what was Chachamim's vort. We said that Chachamim, they basically brought it from aim Shiluach Haken, right? We had that whole story. We came full circle. And then the Gemara said, "Rabbeinu, Misha, when of Kruch Harav, Yatsa Zachar She'ein Beno Kruch Harav." And that was basically Chachamim, that they said only females and not males. Now we saw in Chananya. Now Chananya was the one who said that it makes no difference that you over on Otovet Beno, both. Why are you nodding your head?
Because we stopped.
We stopped at the bottom there. We stopped. Didn't we stop right here?
Ma'im Nafshach Lomar.
And we said, "V'chi tay moto zachar mashma rehu omer beno mishav no kruch harav yatsa zachar she'em beno zuch harav." Didn't we stop over there? I think
yes,
we stopped. Yeah. Okay. So now we go to Chananya. Now we saw the Chananya. Remember, Chananya was the one who said oto ved beno applies to males and females. Now the Gemara says, "Ule Chananya." Okay. So it says, "Ketiv oto." The pasuk says oto, the mashma zachar, uchtiv beno, and then it says it's child. So what does it mean? It's child, Misha Beno, Karuch Acharav, Demash Ben Kaiva. So we've got, first is Oto, which is Zachar. It says Karuch Acharav, he agrees with Chachamim. Karuch Acharav means that who does the animal normally hang around? The mother. Hilchach Noheg Ben Bezcharim Ben Kaivot. Pashut. The Torah talks in the Zachar. Remember, you said yesterday, why did you use Lashon Zachar? Here's the answer. It tells us that Lashon Zachar for fathers, and it tells us on the hand, Beno, who's Beno? It's child. Karuch Acharav, who's it hang around? The mother, it is both. Amar Avuna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Hilchete Kechananya. Okay, so Shmuel Paskin Zialocha is like Chananya. And the Gemara doesn't stop over there. It says, "V'az the Shmuel the Tame." And Shmuel is pretty consistent, right, in this opinion. Look at Rashi very quickly. "V'az the Shmuel the Tame." This is very important because this is hanging around us the whole time. We discussed it at the introduction to the Perek, and this is really what's hovering all over this sugya. Look at the first Rashi on the Amud. "V'az de Shmuel etame." Watch why Shmuel say halocha is like Chananya. "De leitle choshashin bebehemot lezera ha'av." What does it mean, leitle choshashin? We don't have this concept of worrying about the chosh of zera ha'av. The word zera ha'av isn't what's important over here for us. Right? He says, "V'az de Shmuel etame." Remember, Shmuel say halocha is like Chananya, which says that it is mothers and fathers. Right? It's a little bit complicated here. What's this got to do with Choshin Behemot Zera Ha'av? So we'll come a little bit clearer later on. It's V'ad Shmuel the time, Ditznar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanoladim Min Asus. Now you've got children, I say children, animals, right? They are born from a sus, from a horse. Now the reason why it's called horse here is because we know that if you mate a horse and a donkey, you get a mule. I think a parrot in English is a mule, right? Is it a mule?
Yeah.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I grew up thinking, or maybe I'm wrong, right? I don't know, that a mule can't procreate.
No,
right? That's your thing, yeah. Too. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is not so convinced about it. We'll see in a second.
What about Google?
Huh?
What about Google?
I don't know. I haven't checked Google. Right? Mm-hmm. Wait, well, we're on Gemara. Google came afterwards. It's G-E, Gemara, then Google. G-O. It goes in different. Okay. So now, we're not even Asus, right? So, look at Rashi says, "I'm not even Asus Nekeva." We've got a Mishnah, this is the Masechet Kilai, and an animal that was born from a female sus. What's it called? A meh? Or the male? What's it?
A meh.
A meh, huh? It's a meh, huh? We become experts here in I finally learned English from this Gemara. Okay. So, I don't even have sus. אף על פי שאביהן חמור, מותרין זה בזה. So we've got a female a horse and a male donkey. The child here is a mule, right? מותרין זה בזה. What do you mean מותרין זה בזה? Look at Rashi. אף פי שאביהן חמור מותרין. פרד זכר בן סוס נקבה. So you've got a male donkey from a female horse. Im pirda nekeva, but sus nekeva. You can mate them together, it appears over here, right? With a female mule from a female horse. Right? It was, as long as the mother was a female, they are basically sort of the same species. But the mother, obviously a female, right? But I mean, as long as the mother, right, was the horse. If the horse was the female, thank you. As long as the horse was a female, they both considered horses. In other words, we ignore the fact that their father was a donkey, right? Aval hanuladim min hachamor, im hanuladim min hasus asurin. So now basically it appears here that you can have a mule from either a mother and a, who's a horse or a father who's a horse. As long as you put a horse and a donkey together, the male could be either one, the female either one, the child is going to be called a mule. But a mule who's the son of a horse is not the same as a mule who's the son of a donkey, mothers. Okay? That's what we got.
If the mother's a donkey, it's called a henny.
Henny, thank you. I'll just call it.
Normally you'd call it a mule. But technical
names. Okay, but I'm saying for our purpose, it's called a perid and a pirda. So Hebrew would be a mule and English would be a henny, but it's period and period. That's what the Gemara calls it, right? So now, look here. So we got this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the mother was the horse, both mothers were horses, then they're horses. If one mother was a horse, one mother was a donkey, then they're asher one to each other. All right, look at Rashi, yeah? Perid zachar ben sus nekeva, in perid nekeva, sus nekeva. Velo aminan ati tzad sus. Look at this Rashi. ולא עתי צד סוס ומשתמש בצד חמור. שצד סוס וחמור יש בשני. We don't say, but wait a second, they're the same. What do we care if the mother's a horse or the mother's a donkey? At the end of the day, they're a cross between a donkey and a horse. It's like a new breed, right? Let's call it a mule. Nice name. Call it a mule. That's the adopted word. להא לא חי שינן. מה נפשך? We say we're not interested in either. However you look at it, it isn't a problem for us when the mothers are both horses. Why? Look, if you're worried about the father, then both of the fathers are donkeys. Okay, so nonetheless, the same animal, anyhow, the donkey, fathers are donkeys, the mothers are horses, the same animal. So therefore, they're the same animal. They're both mules, sons of horses. And if you don't worry about the father, you ignore the father, and you say, we only go after the mother, they're all horses. So we understand why we don't have a problem with two donkeys whose mothers are both horses. Because either they're only concerned with their mothers, in other words, like in Judaism, let's say, right? You're Jewish, your mother's Jewish. You're a horse, your mother's a horse. We don't care who your father is. Same idea. Same idea. That's why we haven't got a problem. On the other hand, if Aval, Paradim and Radim in Asus Nekeva, a donkey, a mule who's a son of a horse, Asurim im mules haradim in our donkey in a keva. Why? The Shema, look at this. Shema, maybe, ain choshashin lezera ha'av. Because we might not be concerned with the father. In other words, we ignore the father. In other words, this is a donkey and this is a horse. Because we only go after the mothers. Are you with me? Vahave hai kule sus, vahai kule chamor. So we see over here that. That's why Shmuel said, "Alochet laChananiah." We said, "Adishmuel the time, because we got Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Hanoladim." After Shmuel Chamor says, "Aval Hanoladim Hachamim." But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zodi Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Ein Choshesin Nazera Ha'av. So we see over here. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi. They do Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Amar, right? Ain choshin lefichach asurim, because we only care about the mothers. So therefore, if the mothers are donkey, the horse, they're not the same animal, and therefore it's kilayi. Aval chachamim omrim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. What do chachamim say? Right, chachamim say kol minei pradot achatein. It makes no difference. A mule is a mule is a mule. whether it's the father was a donkey or the father was a horse, the mother donkey, the mother was a horse, doesn't matter. The outcome is a mule, and therefore there is no problem. And the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who is Chachamim? Chananyahu. It's Chananya, and why does Chananya say that they're all the same? The Amar Choshashin Lezera Ha'av. Because we do Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. So if we do Choshesh Lezera Ha'av, we don't only look at the mother. We say, the mother might be a horse, the mother might be a donkey, but we worry about the father. The father, if the mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey, or the mother was a donkey, the father was a horse, we've got basically a new breed over here called mule, and therefore mule and mule is not a kilayim. With me? So we've got here, Choshashin Lezera Av, and that is Chananya. And we saw over there that Shmuel said, Alach is Chananya. And we said, as the Shmuel at time, we prove that Shmuel is right. Shmuel says, we got a Chachamim, right? And who's Chachamim? Chachamim is Chananya. Clear? Everybody happy? Okay, move on. Do you remember this? We're going to come back to this, okay?
What is the relevance?
Kilayim. Kilayim. Can you make them together? That's why I said it. Israel, can they procreate? I don't know. Can you work them together?
It's not the meaning of a petachamor.
Nothing of a petachamor.
Would it be considered one?
If the mother was a horse, then no. If the father was a donkey, then maybe yes. Either way, it would be yes. If we lo choshesh lezera ha'av, so then the mother's a donkey. Petra chamor. If then the mother was a donkey, the child's a donkey. If this is the first, if she was a mevakeret, we called it, right? To be having the firstborn child, there would be a donkey. And if choshesh lezera ha'av, so then choshesh lezera ha'av, so we would say that it's still petra rechem chamor. Where does petra rechem chamor have to be a chamor who's petra rechem? I don't know. Anyhow. So now the Gemara says, Chananihu d'amar choshin azirav. V'hai bar susia v'chamra. V'hai bar chamra v'susia. Kulahu chadeh min and ninu. This is a son of a donkey and a horse. This is a son of a horse and a donkey. And the same min. And therefore, there's no problem. Okay, ad here. Beautiful. We got Chananya. Now we understand Chananya. Chananya says we worry about the zirav. We concern with zirav. And therefore, we would have father and mother. And a Torvet Benor, would it be applied to mother and father with child, or everybody's happy? The Gemara carries on. Ibai Elehu. The Mif Mapashit, the Mishnah Shas doesn't actually take it out altogether, he just changes it. If you look at the Dalit, the Mishnah Shas, he says, Mifshat Pshita. The Gemara asks a question. Ibai Elehu, we've got a Kasha now. We said, right? This was Rabbi Yehuda, and we said, "Did Rabbi Yehuda omer hanorim nasus?" And then we said, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel, did you do a Yehuda?" And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein choshin lezera av." So the Gemara says now, when Rabbi Yehuda says that "Ein choshin lezera av," so mifshat pashit at Rabbi Yehuda, "Ein choshin lezera av." Is it pashut? Or is it obvious? There's no doubts over here. It's cut clear that he doesn't choshin lezera av. Or dil mesfukei mesapkele. Maybe he's going to chumra over here. Maybe it's a safek. Are we sure that Rabbi Yehuda is 100% certain under no circumstances do you choshesh lav? Maybe say maybe you do, maybe you don't. So now the Gemara says lemay nafkamina. What's the practical difference if it's a chashash or if it's a pashut? Okay, now it's getting a little bit technical. So what's the difference? Lemishrei peri im haem. Would be the question is whether you allow a child with the mother. Now it took me quite a long time to understand this. But it's clearly not the child and its mother. It means the child who is a horse, let's say, with the mother who would have been a horse. And not with the mother, but with another horse. Or if the mother was a donkey, with the mother of a donkey. Does it say that they're clearly
a species?
Okay, well, I never had that. All right. So thank you very much. It took me a lot longer to understand this. All right. I could have just, I suppose, if I looked, bothered to look at that, but it's the same thing. Let's look at this over here.
You're not cheating, you're really.
It's fine, okay. Abel Lehu, Mishapashi Rabira, Aim the Bamuklat Rabira, and Hoshin the Zero, Mishum Kahusho, Pira Penasusa, Pardo Penechamra. Okay, he's not longer winded here, but I suppose I would have given that idea, right? Okay. Okay, look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Pira im Haim Asur, Mishum Dilma Hoshashin. Because now, what's the story? He says, "Ein choshashin nezer ha'av." Right. So, if ein choshashin nezer ha'av, if it's pashut, then if the mother is a horse and the child was born of a horse, and we ignore the father, then for all our purposes, the child is a horse. If we and therefore, horse and a horse is not kilayim. if we do choshesh lezera ha'av, then maybe it's not a horse, maybe it's actually a donkey. And a donkey and a horse aren't the same species. Okay? That's the nafka mina. So now look at what's the Iamart mifshat pshitalei peri. Is it pri or peri? Pri.
Pri.
Iamart mifshat pshitalei pri im ha'em shari. If you're going to say that it's pashut, that it's mutar, and ki ein choshin is there without the father, then the brackets here again, so I shall change this. Ve'iamart. So Iamart mifshat pshitalei pri im ha'em shari. Ve'iamart tzfukem esapkelei pri im ha'em asur mai. Right? She says, that's a chashash. If you say that pashut, because we said the nafkamina here would be, what was the nafkamina? The mother and the same species, the child the same species as the mother. If you say mifshap shitele, priyim aim shari, then it would be pashut, that's mutar. V'iyamar tsefukam esapkele, if you say there's a safek over here, that maybe he's choshet lezeru, maybe he's concerned about the father, then priyim aim asur. Then we have to say asur, because of chashash, it's isu doraita. Safek doraita lechumra. Right? If it's a chashash of it's a safek. Safek means all right, we don't do it, right? So the one says, bye. What is the answer? Is it safek or is it pashut? So Gemara says like this. Toshma, let's learn from a bright. Yud Omer, which we just saw this earlier on, right? That was the bright we saw a second ago on the fifth line of the Gemara. Ditnan, Rabbi Yud Omer, Hanuradib bin Asus. Right? That was the bright which we brought there from Kilayim. Rabbi Yud Omer, Kol Hanuradib bin Asus, all that are both from a sus. Afapi she'avihen chamor. Even though their father is a donkey, mutarin ze baze. Right? Any animal. If we've got a mother who's a sus and the father's a donkey, they're all mutar one with the other. But now, does this help us? Let's think about it for a second before we go into the Gemara.
What is ze baze?
What does ze baze mean? Because ze baze could mean that they're the same because they're all donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a donkey is a donkey. It doesn't help us with a mother and with us with a horse. Right? Now the Gemara says, "Hey, chidami." So, what are we talking about? Ilemet da avur da hay chamor vavur da hay chamor tricha lemeimar. If you tell me that both of them, their fathers were donkeys, do we need to say anything? That's pashut, because then they both what?
Both mules.
Because their father were donkeys, their mother were horse. They're both mules. So the same animal. There's definitely no kilaim over here. Elalav. So now we must be speaking about what case? Da avur da hay sus. When Rabbi Yehuda said that mules are mules, we don't care if the father was a donkey and the mother was a horse, or if the mother was a donkey and the father was a horse, they're all the same. Uketani mutarim ze im ze. Alma says the Gemara, what's the outcome from that? Mifshat pshitalei. It must be pashut to him that what? Lo choshoshin lezera av. We only go off to the mother. And since the mother is... difficult for me. I'm a mifsha pshitelei, right? Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's pashut to him. What? That lo choshin zera av. Why? Why is it lo choshin?
No,
if they're mutarin zebas there, then it means that. But the one mother's a donkey, the one mother's a horse.
So why the father is a horse,
no, we said,
and the mother's a donkey.
No, we said we don't care. We said if their fathers are both the same, then it's obvious. So we speak about a case, what? Where the father of this one is a horse, and the father of this one is a donkey. And we still learned down the lesson that mutar zem zeh, therefore pashut lei shelochoshin ezar. But why? If their fathers are different, and mothers are different.
Because he must be referring to the case then where the father is a horse.
Of the one.
Mother is a
donkey. And the other one's...
And then mutarim zeh bazeh. So therefore we see he doesn't care about the father's...
What? Uktani mutarin, why? We talk about a case in a love. The avur the high sus. This one is a sus, his father. And the avur the high chamor, and this one's father is a donkey.
Mm. Okay.
You understand my question?
Right.
That's a problem. Uketani, we learn nonetheless, mutarim ze mize. The Gemara says,
the father of one of them is a donkey, then we don't care about him.
No, but we got two children here. We got two children here. And this one's father was a donkey, mother was a horse. This one's mother was a donkey, and father was a horse. And we say in there mutar ze im ze, which in my mind would say we do choshe de zera because that's why they're both mules.
Because if you would think that one of them is a horse, how could they be mutar ze baze?
But why would one of them not be a horse?
Because if the mother was a horse, then maybe the son
is a horse.
Is a horse, and how could they mate? And they're mutar, so therefore we don't care. I don't know.
Mutar ze im ze. Hey, I'm a little bit stuck now. Do you understand my question?
Yeah.
The mother is a sus. The mother is a sus in both cases.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the one case, the father is a donkey. In the other case, the mother is a horse. The father is also a sus.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, the mothers are horses. That's what I was missing out. Okay, I got it now.
Mm-hmm.
Both of their mothers are horses. And we don't care what their fathers are. And the one's father's a horse, one father's a donkey. And yet they are mutar to each other. We only go after the mother.
Mm-hmm.
We ignore the father. We ignore the father whether he was a horse. We ignore the father whether he was a donkey. Okay, that's it. Right, okay. And that's why he says, Mifshat Pshitale. All right. The word says, Lo, no. Lo'olam davur dahai chamor. Vavur dahai chamor. Says, no, we're talking about the same case where the mother in both cases was a sus and the father in both cases was a donkey. And Udaka Amar Tricha Le Meima, when you said to me early on, such a case would be obvious, why would you even have to mention it? We do have to mention it. Why? There is a Chirushi. With me, everybody, so far? You with me?
Yeah.
Right? Mahuda Taima, what would we have thought? We might have thought, remember that the mothers are both sus and the fathers are both donkeys. What would we have thought? Mahuda Taima. Ati tzad sus, mishtamesh betzad chamor, vetzad chamor, mishtamesh betzad sus. We would have thought that what makes them over here, we would have thought that ati tzad sus, we would have thought that maybe it's actually kilaim over here. It's actually asur, because in each one, remember the father's a donkey, the mother's a horse, the father's a horse, you might have thought that it's actually, yes, I'm so confused now. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rush.
The part of this one, the horse part of this one, will mate with the donkey part of that one.
Right.
Which is weird.
We have kilayi. We would have said that even though the mothers are both horses, because there's a part donkey in each one, there's a donkey horse, the children couldn't mate because we'd have a donkey and a horse, and a donkey and a horse mating with each other. Right. Kamashbala, we don't say that.
Right.
Kamashbala, we don't say that. Why? We ignore the father. The father doesn't exist, and we only look at the mother, and the mother's a horse, and therefore it's a horse. We ignore the tzad donkey inside us.
But in reality, God got rid of this problem because they are sterile. I looked at it.
Ah, is that the... is that
the males. There are some instances where female mules have given birth.
You know, there we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understood from the Gemara that you both look it up now independently.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, interesting. You came to different conclusions. Okay, so very rare, but you said there is a situation...
No males.
A male donkey can't procreate.
A male mule.
But you say a female can with a donkey or a horse.
It
would have to be, because it couldn't be with another mule, right? Not with a person, right?
Rare circumstances.
Okay. All right. So there we go. So I say, God got rid of the problem. Okay. Shkoch. Look at Rashi HaKamash Balan. Tahalo Amina, we don't say that. She'ein kan tzad sus meyuchad v'tzad chamur meyuchad. We don't identify that thing. Hilchach ein maskirin kan stadim. We don't mention either side. Tahal mebal belzare. We saw this before. Remember, early on in our sugi, in the Gemara, mebal belzare. It's all mixed up, right? Umina ba'ape nafshehu demik, it's called its own mule. V'hu min bifne atzmo me'ein sus v'chamor. Okay. So therefore we don't say, we aren't actually proving like we thought originally that it is called a horse. It's called a mule, but we don't have donkey horse and donkey horse causing a kilayim. We ignore donkey horse and it's called a mule. So therefore we ignore the father. That's how we're proving it. We're proving we ignore the father, not because we're calling it a horse, but because we're not calling it a part donkey. Which the question now is, could this mule and a horse mate? We never actually solved that problem, which is what we wanted to say at the very beginning, right? That was the original question. Okay. So that's why we want to say that it's pashut. So the question was, is it pashut or is it a safek? We said, we never actually proved anything, to be honest. We couldn't prove a safek or pashut because we tried to prove that it could mate with its same species as its mother, and we haven't proved that. All we proved was that he's lo choshesh lezera av. He isn't worried about the father because it's called a mule. So the Gemara starts again. It says toshma. Okay, we're going to start again now. That's what the Gemara brings the second toshma. Okay. We never proved the question. Remember, our question was ibaye lehu. Remember the question. We said what was the nafkamina? The nafkamina was, could a mule born from a mother of a horse mate with the same species as its mother? That was the question. It was a toshma. It's not again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, pirda shetiva'a. Now this is an interesting lashon, right? Pir shetiva'a means that it was wanting a male, right? Tava means it claimed, it demanded, right? It, mm-hmm. it was ready for ready for. I think that's the correct way to say it. It was ready for mating.
Heat.
On heat. Okay, thank you. Is there use such a term for the animal? Dogs on heat.
For dogs.
But even with a donkey.
I don't know.
Okay, Michael. With such, you know, we learned the halacha with Shema Bari. When a person is not sure, and one person's certain, you go with a guy who's certain. You certain about that? I'm not going to argue with you. Okay. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pir de Shetava. Is that actually your Gemara use the word on heat?
No, yeah. It is a desire
in,
to make.
In heat.
In heat, wow, eh? Gee whiz, okay. So, Pir de Shetava, a donkey, female donkey, who's in heat. Now, that would explain how she could be in heat, because females could maybe then procreate.
Well, you can have they mate, but they can't have children.
Yeah.
Because
they're
a male mule can never have
sterile.
But would they be in heat if they are sterile? Do sterile animals have heat? Like a dog who's spayed. Does a female dog who's spayed get on heat in heat? I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
So if they're sterile...
That's because it's got...
You remove it.
A mule can be male or female, although it has externally normal-looking reproductive organs due to its odd number of chromosomes.
Right.
It is very rarely fertile.
Oh, very rarely fertile. Okay, so it's a genetic problem. Okay.
62 versus 63.
Okay. Okay. Iris says 62, not 63. Okay. Toshma Yehuda, okay, let's go. Pirdeshet Tev'a. Okay, that's in here. Ein marvi'in alea lo sus velo chamor ele mina. That's a brighter. This brighter over here is in Masechet Ketubot, right? So it says here, if you can't, if it's a female donkey, you can only bring it a female donkey. Elamina, look at Rashi, period, another donkey. Okay? So now, remember, we're trying to prove over here, can a female mate with it, can a child mate with the same kind of its mother? Now, we just, according to this kind of come here, you can't.
Right.
Because if it was, because you could bring a dog, you could bring a horse,
a horse or a donkey,
right? The Iyamart, he has the proof. The Iyamart mifsha pshitele. If you say it's pashut to Rabbi Yehuda that lo choshet lezera av lirva la mina deima, why don't you just bring one of its mother's tops? And if its mother was a horse, then bring a horse, right? And if his mother was a donkey, bring a donkey. Why bring a mule? Okay? So that seems to be proof, right? That it's not Pashut. There's a Chashash. And therefore, he says, no, you can't. From a Chashash, Safek the writer of Kilayim. Clear? Right? Gemara says, no. That's not a proof. Why is it a proof? Because in this particular case, what's our problem? The law, Yadina and Mina, the Imam, my new. We're not sure what his mother was. We don't know if the mother was a horse or the mother was a donkey. We know this is a mule. So because if we had known, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda would say, bring the mother, the top like a mother. We don't know who the mother was. Right, so the Gemara says, what do you mean, who might have a ha? Ele mina ketani. That's not a good answer. The brighter says, only mina. Look at Rashi. Va ele mina ketani. Ve'i lo yadinan, I bat susya, ve'i bat chamora. And if we're not sure if it's the daughter of a horse or the daughter of a donkey, my period... Marvin and Allah. Which type of parrot, donkey then, are you going to put on it? Why? Because we've got another problem here. Ham Rabbi Yehuda said, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, go back quickly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the top of the Amud. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Aval hanoladin min hachamor, sorry. He says there, Aval hanoladin min hachamor, im hanoladin min asus asurin. What did he say? Pish avien chamor mutrin ze beze. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, hanoladim min asus, pish avien chamor. Hanoladim min chamor, hanoladim min asus, asurin. You can't take a mule whose mother was a donkey and a mule whose father was a donkey and mate them. You can only mate mules whose mothers and fathers are the same. See, if you don't know who the mother was, then you can't even bring a mule. Because this mule's mother might have been a donkey. And this mule's mother might have been a horse. And Rabbi Yehuda is pretty machmir. So if you're trying to prove Rabbi Yehuda over here, then not, you can't bring a mule even. Because you're not sure who this mule's mother was to know that that mule's mother was the same mother as this mule's mother, the same type of mother. You with me?
Yeah.
That's the Gemara's question. Okay. So that's Rashi. Rashi says beautifully. Says Rabbi Yehuda, "Anodim min hasutin, hasutin bin anodim min atmurim min amurim." So it doesn't help. That can't be the answer. Hachi ka'amar. So the Gemara says, "No." Lo ma'iv. Hachi ka'amar. So this is what we really want to say. Ein marvin alea lo min sus velo min chamor lefi she'ein yodin b'mina. So the bride is actually telling us. So he corrects the bride. This is you're right. In a mule, if you don't know who its mother is, you can't mate it with anybody. Neither a mule of a mother of a horse, or the mule of a mother was a donkey. Or a horse or a donkey. This mule is stuck. So you want to say, what's the problem? Veliv dok besimanin. Check the simanin. We've got signs. We've got signs. The Amar Abaya, Abaya says like this. Ave kale, if it's got a deep voice, bar chamra. Its mother was a donkey. Tsanif kala, look at Rashi there. Tsanif kala tsalul, vuhu lashon tsa'akat asus. If it's a fine, clear voice, bar susia, mother was a horse. Vamra papa, my papa says even more than that. Rav Ravan odne, remember the Dalit and the Zion in Aramaic switch often, right? So odne is ozne, right? It's ears, and the aleph and the ayin also, right? He says, oi, Rav Ravan odne, if it's got lots of big ears, right? Vizutra, zutar is little, right? Vizutra genufte, Rashi's genufte is Navoi's tail. It's got big ears and a small tail. Bar chamra, it's a donkey. His mother was a donkey. Zutra, other way around. Zutra and odne, if its ears are small. Verabe genufte, and it's got a big tail. Bar susia, the mother was a horse. We can tell, we know. So what's the problem? You can tell, you know who his mother was, but look at the signs. So Gemara says, no, it's a bit more complicated. Hachem Ask, what are we talking about? Be'ilemet ve'gideh. We've got a problem, donk mule over here. This is a mule that hasn't got a voice. It's a ilem. Doesn't bray, I think is the word bray, right? Yeah, I got that, right? Doesn't bray, neither a fine sound or a deep sound. And it's a gidemet. Look at Rashi adds here. Gidemet mizanav mi'oznayim. Its ears and its tail are basically deformed.
Cut off.
So we've been chopped off. A gidem is like a missing an arm, right? So we can't exactly tell who this donkey is. This poor donkey, right? So the Gemara says, "My havala." So Ptachas, what happened in the end? What was the bottom line over here? Right? We're looking for an answer. The Gemara says, "Toshmat Amrav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Hakom Modin Bepri Ima Aim Shasur." Shma mina sfuke misapke lei shma mina. So by Raja Rabbi Yehuda was he misapke sapek lei, and that's why he said, or is it pashut ed choshin azerav? So teams of yes, everybody agrees that a child with its mother you can't mate. Why? Because of a chashash that maybe we do choshtesh azerav. Shma mina, end of the answer. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this, brings a story. Are we doing it for time? Wow, okay. Amrav Abba Lishamei, Rav Abba says to Ishamas, Im ayalat, ayalet, how do you pronounce the word? Im ayalt, whatever you're going to bring me, right? Kudnaita. Now, as you're going to Likutei Rashi on your arm, look in the inside margin, the last line there says, Kudnaita or Pradot, donkeys. Is it from Amud Zayin on the Gemara? Right? It says, if you, when you're looking for donkeys, Berispak, look at Rashi says, Rispak here is agala shayaru chevba, for my agala, for my chariot, my cart. While you're looking for donkeys to pull along, while we're looking for donkeys, ayin lehenach, check these donkeys, the damian lahadadeh, that they're similar to one another, va'ayin, and then bring them. What does it mean that they're similar? Look at Rashi. Look at they're similar, but oznaim ubezanav, their tails and their ears are similar. Why? He's relying on these simanim over here. But if they got big tails and small ears, their mothers were horses. Remember? If they've got big ears and small tails, mothers were donkeys. So at least make sure that you've got the same, that both of them must have either big tails or big ears, or big tails or big ears. Don't bring me two, then you haven't got a problem with kilayim, and you haven't got a problem of two animals, different animals, putting the cart. Okay? So now, says the Gemara, Alma kesavar ein choshashin lezera ha'av. We see from this that Rabbi Abba wasn't worried about Zera Ha'av. Why wasn't he worried about Zera Ha'av? He wants him to both look the same. He wants to be both the same of mother. He didn't care who their father was. Because remember we said, if their mothers are horses, that have big tails and small ears. If their mothers are donkeys, they'll have small tails and big ears. We never said that if the mother is a horse and the father's a donkey, or the mother's a donkey and the father's a horse. So we don't care about the father. And even though we don't care the father, he's no longer kilayim. That's, are you with me? Let's look at Rashi. Alma, kesav ein choshashin, v'have kilayim b'nei ha-chamora u'b'nei ha-susya. We don't worry that there might be kilayim here between the chamor and the sus. Te'i choshashin, if we do choshesh, if we are concerned about the zero of the father, kulan shavin. Shevakulan, yesh neit study, and they're all the same because both of them have got mothers and fathers. One must be, in order for it to be a mule, has to have a mother or a father who's a donkey or a horse. If both the mother and father were a horse, it would be a horse. Both the donkeys would be a donkey. So, in order for it to be a mule, has to have a mixed father and mother. Right? So, therefore, they both have neit study, and then we have to worry now, is the father a donkey and the mother a horse of both of them? Because we don't care who the father is. As long as the animals look the same, we're at the mouth. That's Rashi's proof up here. Now the Gemara starts changing gear. The Gemara says what? And we see from this over here, v'simanin d'oraita. That simanin, these simanin, that who was it, Rav Papa? And who was it, Rav Papa? And who was the other one, Rav Papa over here? And Abaya. And Abaya said that if it's got a deep throat, deep voice, and or a loud voice, and there are papas, rather a papa gave the simani, we seem to be the simani is going on over here. If the ears are big and the tails are small, we can tell by that who its mother was. These simani are doraita. Why do we know from here that simani are doraita? Because kilayim is isur doraita. And if he's relying on the simani for kilayim, it means that the simani are doraita. Now Rashi brings an interesting thing over here. Look at Rashi over here. He brings another place of where we use simanim. We also use simanim when it comes to Hashavata Veda. If a person's lost something and you can bring it back, a person can claim based on simanim. But if you bring signs, if he says, listen, it's got my initials on here, or it's a scratch or whatever the case, you can prove, you also bring simanim. It's like this. Milasamich ha-simanim v'share isura alayhu. And we prevent an isur. In other words, the isur here is kilayim. We matir this potential isur based on the simanim. Shma mina, says Rashi. Hadas amchirna simani. Shma mina. And he says, hadas. So the obvious question here is, well, we've got simanim in other places. Why does it be chilu shadas doraita? Says Rashi. Hadas amchirna simanim bechashar aveda. Just there that we rely on simanim when we return a lost object. Doraita is doraita. The e derabban must be doraita. Why? Because if it's the rabbanan, nehi the avud rabbanan takante mamona, hashavat aveda is mamona. Right? Didn't mamonim. It's physical goods, it's money. So we understand that chachamim can make a takana in mamonim and say, you know what? Mamon gets lost, we make a takana, the garbage is similar, you get it back. That's fine. Aval be isura. When it comes to Isurim of a Doraita like this of Kilayim, me Matsu Metaknei, can I make Takanot? They could allow you to be over an Isur Doraita because of Simanim. Right? Elishma mina Doraita hi. Okay, and that's basically what's important for us over here. Okay, Tarabal. We've got a Brighter. Right? Now we're going to start getting a little bit into animals. Now, a little bit back in there, I had to Google all of these things. I suppose people, Michael, will know them all, but I had to Google them all, right? A Rachel is a female sheep. Remember that, okay? A Rachel is a sheep.
A
ewe. A female sheep, man. Don't confuse me. Is that a ewe? If a ewe is a female sheep, then a Rachel is a ewe.
It's a me.
Is it a ewe? Is a ewe a female sheep?
Yeah.
Okay, so a Rachel is a female sheep, a ewe. It's easy for me to remember it as a sheep. Okay, then a ewe. Because I know sheep, so not females and males. New words used are complicated. Okay, so Rachel is a female sheep. A Ez, we know, is a goat. A Taish, we already spoke about yesterday, is a male goat, a billy goat or a male goat, right? So a Tai is also a goat. And a Tzvia, these are all the animals we're going to see in a second. A Tzvia, we spoke at the beginning of this year, is a gazelle or a doe. And we said a female deer. Doe, a deer, a female deer, right? Remember that. So a female deer is a gazelle. Right, now, a gazelle or a deer is a chaya. Is a wild animal. A seh, which is a goat, is a domesticated animal. Right? With me? We're going to have different dinim that apply to female, to wild animals and which apply to domesticated animals. One example we're going to see in our Gemara is we know if you shecht a wild animal, so you've got to cover the blood, like a chicken. If you shecht a domesticated animal, you don't cover the blood. Remember that? We learned that plenty of times. Mm-hmm. That's one example. Another example we're going to see, for example, is there's a mitzvah when you shecht a domesticated animal, a shor or a seh, you give the kohen the shok and the chazeh, certain parts, not a korban. Regularly, if you shecht an animal, not a korban, not kochim. You got to give that kohen a part of the goods. That the Torah mentions there, shor v'seh. It doesn't apply to a chaya. Okay, so it's important to know now what you're shechting or what you're killing with regard to dam, with regard to the matanot. Is it a wild animal or domesticated animal? The question would arise when it's a mixture of both. Okay, if we say if it's a father is a goat, and the mother is a deer. Okay, so if we choshesh lezera ha'av, then the question is this animal an animal of its own kind, or is it a part domesticated animal, and therefore you'd have to give the matanot, and you wouldn't cover the blood, okay? Or is it only do we lo choshesh lezera ha'av, and we're only concerned about the mother? And therefore, if the mother is a wild animal, is a chaya, then the child will be a chaya, and then you wouldn't give a gift to the kohanim, and you would have to cover the blood. Okay? You got it? That's really what this amud is about. Okay. So now, Tana Rabbanan, otovet beno noheg bekilayim v'koy. Chachamim say that it makes no difference whether it's kilayim, mixed a mother or father of different animals, and a koy. Now, we saw koy yesterday already, right? So what's koi? Rashi says here, koi in our case over here, Rashi says, a koi, min ha-tayish u-min ha-tzvia. So the father is a goat, and the mother is a lamb, a sheep. Mm-hmm. A sheep is a lamb, no? Baby lamb is a lamb, a sheep. Tell me that. I'm right, yeah. A baby sheep is a lamb, right? Okay, is a sheep. Okay? So min ha-tayish u-min ha-tzvia. V'afa pi, says Rashi, the shor ose. The Mishnah Rashas corrects that kesev to shor. Or the pasuk says shor ose kativ, velo kativ tzvi v'ayil. Even though it says shor, an ox or a lamb or a sheep, se meaning cattle, right? Not cattle, stock, flock. That's a word, right? Se could be either goat or sheep, right? Flock. Remember, there was a word we discussed yesterday. There's no translation for the word seh. Remember? Seh could be both sheep or goats. Right? Seh. It says oxen, which is a stock, flock, cattle, or flock. Right? Velocative tziva ayil. So now that it, even though it says it doesn't call it tziva ayil, chachamim doesn't matter. A koi, it still applies to otov et beno. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kilayim haba min ha'ez u min ha'rachel. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's a kilayim, which is made up here of a goat and a sheep, or tovet beno nohegbo, there we agree. But, right, min ha'koi, the Haggadah Bach adds in there, min ha'koi, if it's a koi, ein otov et beno nohegbo. So now we've got, Rashi explained a second ago, what is a koi? He said, min ha'tayish, Umina tzvia, right? Tzvia over here is a wild animal, the deer, remember? There it would be koi. Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's a kilayim of a goat and a sheep, then it would apply. But if it was a goat and a deer, it wouldn't apply. Okay? With me? So the wild animal, the koi, the deer, throws us out. That's the machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, right? Is the wild animal involved here in the picture? The koi, Chachamim say yes, and Rabbi Eliezer says no. Otov epro doesn't apply. Why? Because the pasuk says, shor o se. And a wild animal is not a se. With me? Okay. So he says here, min koi ein otov epro no hegbo. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Chisda. Rabbi Chisda says like this. Which is this koi? When we say Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, what koi are we speaking about? It says it must be the case of this goat and the deer. So what's the hechi dummy? What's happening there, Steve? Says, hey, chidami. Well, give us a case over here. Says, ilay v'tayisha ba'ala tzviya v'yalda. Now, we're not talking anymore. We're talking about now otov et beno. Remember, right? Talking about the issue of shechting both of them on the same day. It's like this. What are we talking about? We say now the father's a goat and the mother is a deer. Ilay v'tayisha ba'ala tzviya. Right? V'yalda. And had a child. The keshachidla ubara, and you shechted the mother. The mother is this deer, and the child. You shechted the child and the mother. Right? Is that our case? Is that our problem here? How did Rab Chisda say? Hakol modim behi tzvia ubana taish shepatur. That could be the machloki, because we've got our core modim. Everybody agrees that if you shechted this tzvia, this gazelle, and its child, right? Ubana taish. Interesting that it calls the bana taish, right? The child is the taish. Shepatur. Why? Why are you patur? Because what did the Torah say? Se ubeno amarachmana. It says a se. The mother has to be a se. We don't care what the child is. But the mother has to be a seh. V'lo tzvi ubeno. And the mother here is not a seh. The mother's a wild animal, a chaya. So therefore, it can't be the machloket. What's their problem? Everybody gives you mutar. And maybe we're talking about tzvi habal taisha. Other way around. The mother is not a female deer now, a male deer. What's a male deer? A gazelle? No, it's a female deer. What's a male deer? I don't know, deer.
A deer.
Right? On a male deer. What? Yes, amazing. How these guys know this. Yeah. You got a better education than I got. Okay. But Tzviya Bala Taisha. I can't really brand the school anymore. Tzviya Bala Taisha. Right? So if you got a stag that came on a female, on a goat. A female goat, right? A female goat. The Yalda and had a child. A Keshachid Lau Bara. Maybe we should have that case, because now, what's the mother? The mother is a seh. The mother's a goat. But the goat said, that's a problem. Why is, well, how am I Rav? Didn't Rav Chisda say, Hakol modim, bahai taisha ubana tzvi, shechayev. Everybody says shechayev, both Rabbi Zimah Chachamim. So what is the machloket of Chachamim and Rabbi Dezer speaking about when they're speaking about this koi? Okay? Everyone's clear with the question. Right, ubana tzvi shechayev. Why? Because se amarachmana ubano kolduhu. That's the end of the question, right? Because the se, the Torah says se, and yeah, Rashi says over here. Okay, I've left out a few of these Rashi over here. Right? But yeah, we're doing well, right? Because se amarachmana ubano koldu ala aim hikpid. Rashi says yeah. The Torah is makpid on the mother shete behema. In other words, not a domestic animal, not a wild animal. But ala ben lo hikpid vafilu hu chaya. Even if it's a wild animal. Okay. So the Gemara says, no. Lo'olam betayi shabala tzviya. No, really the machloket is between the father's a goat and the mother is the doe, the gazelle, the deer. V'yalda bat. And it had a daughter. And that is the second generation. U'bat yalda ben. And this daughter had a son. Right? Yalda, the third generation. Look at Rashi here. Ubat yalda ben. Rashi says, hi, ben, love, dafka, du adin the bat. Rashi says, doesn't make the difference as a son. Even if it's a daughter, it was the third generation. Right? It was the third generation.
It's a koi with a child.
A koi with some other animal. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't know what daddy's now, right? Yeah. But the koi whose father was a goat and whose mother was a gazelle. Okay? So we got this koi. And the koi had a child. Now, it's the koi and the child that you killed on the same day. The
question is, what is a koi?
Okay, right. V'yalda ben, ukeshachid la ubara. And it's the second and third generations that you shechted on the same day. Rabbanan savrei chachamim, who said that a koi yuchayev for tovet beno, choshashim de zera ha'av. They choshash de zera ha'av. Why? Because the koi... His father was a goat, so there was seh.
Right.
So the mother, the koi, is actually part se. And the Torah is makpid on se, on the mother. The mother's got a bit of se in her. Right? Look here. Vase va'afilu miktzat se. When the Torah said se, this is a quote. You've got to always say this together. Vase afilu miktzat se. It goes together. It's a phrase. Vase afilu miktzat se. The Torah said se, it's se va'afilu miktzat se. So this koi, the second generation, is a se as far as we're concerned. The Torah is makpid on se. The se is the mother and its child. We don't care who the father was. Otove penol. That's what Chachamim say. Rabbi Lazar Savar,